Cabin Pressure by John Finnemore, starring Stephanie Cole as Carolyn, Roger Allam as Douglas, Benedict Cumberbatch as Martin, and John Finnemore as Arthur. This week, Vaduz!
Carolyn, 10 minutes.
Yes, all right, Herc. So, last recap. If the phone rings, answer it and take a message. If an email comes in, reply to it. If...
Hang on, I'm taking notes.
But don't worry about faxes, guys, because Mum's put me in charge of the faxes.
Are you sure, Carolyn? Because some people do still have fax machines.
Yes. Yes, some people do. We don't, though. And most importantly, I will have my phone on at all times. Call me at once if anything happens at all.
If I could just clarify that a little. Do not call her, no matter what happens.
Don't listen to him. Call me if anything goes wrong or if we get any bookings.
Those are just two of the circumstances under which you should not call. Other such circumstances include the following. Any circumstances.
Ignore him.
Ignore her.
What a peaceful holiday you two are going to have.
It is not a holiday. It is a trip.
It's a holiday. The first holiday I've had for years.
I suppose normally you'd just wait for the next honeymoon to roll round.
What?
Douglas is wittily referring to my four marriages, Arthur, as opposed to his mere three.
Wow, is that true? You two have got seven ex-wives.
Between us, yes, I think. There isn't any overlap, is there, Douglas?
I'd have to check my paperwork.
Seven? That's enough for a netball team.
What a chilling thought.
Of course, if Carolyn contributes her two husbands as well, we're well on our way to a football team.
Thank you, Douglas. That will do.
I think I'd put my second wife in goal.
Hercules Shipwright, did you just do a my ex-wife so fat joke?
Certainly not. She happens to be a professional goalkeeper.
Really?
No, she's huge.
Your turn, I think.
Hello, MJN Air, Captain Martin Creef speaking.
Hello, I would like a quote for a booking this Friday.
Certainly, may I take your name?
Yes, I am Princess Theresa of Liechtenstein.
You.
I am, yes.
What a coincidence.
In what way?
Oh, it's just that I'm the Lord High Archduke Martin of Creefstonia. Now, what can I do for you?
Well...
Is it a dragon?
What?
Do you need rescuing from a dragon? Only I know what you princesses are like.
Martin, this is nothing to do with me.
No, of course not.
No, really?
Excuse me, can you wait a minute?
My pleasure. It will allow me to catch my breath from all the hilarity.
Seriously, Douglas, this isn't one of your mates.
Who is it?
The Princess of Liechtenstein.
No, the Princess of Liechtenstein is not one of my mates.
Right, fine, then you talk to her.
With pleasure. Hello, this is First Officer Douglas Richardson. I do apologise, we've been getting some hoax calls this week. Now, how can we help you?
Well, I am Princess Theresa of Liechtenstein, and I was hoping to charter you to fly the King and I from Vaduz to Fitton.
But of course, to fly the King and I? Well, this is the sound of music to our ears. Why, not since we flew Madam Butterfly to the South Pacific, have we had...
Yes, it's nothing to do with me either.
Yes, it is, but I must say, answering it yourself first was a very artistic touch.
Look at me. It's not me.
Well, it's not me.
Okay, so this has been a lot of fun, but have we perhaps reached the point where one of you might consider Googling the words Theresa and Liechtenstein?
Douglas, look, I've just...
Your Royal Highness, how may we be of service?
Of course I am, Martin. Tell Arthur to meet me at the airport.
Oh, Carolyn, there you are. Now, you know you were saying what fun windsurfing looked?
I don't recall saying anything of the kind.
Well, you were very drunk at the time.
I was not.
Nonetheless, you did say it. And accordingly, I have booked us lessons this afternoon.
Oh, that's nice. Anyway, I am going to Liechtenstein.
I think you might be overreacting a little.
Martin just called. He's just had a booking from the King of Liechtenstein.
Well, that's obviously Douglas doing a funny voice.
You would think so, yes, but apparently not.
Well, the boys can cope.
What, with a king? Of course they can't.
I didn't realise you were in such thrall to royalty.
I don't give two hoots for royalty.
I think you give four or five hoots.
I do not.
And not just any old hoots. Low and reverent hoots, like an owl at a jubilee.
No! I'm sorry, Herc. I really have to go.
No, you don't. Not on the second day of our first and only holiday in 16 months together.
Look, I told you when I agreed to come, I'd have to leave if work came up.
And I told you I didn't agree and wasn't listening.
Oh, honestly, it's not a big deal.
Well, in fact, it is a bit, because it's important to me that we spend time together.
Oh, don't.
Because I love you.
Yes, so you keep saying.
I do, don't you?
Yes. Yes, and I wish you wouldn't. It makes you sound like a Disney toy.
Actually, Disney didn't come up with the concept of expressing love. Other people have found it important as well.
Well, who?
Most of humanity.
Well, there you are, then. You know what chumps they are.
Who, humanity?
Yes, by and large.
Well, granted, but still.
OK, chaps, I've been practising bows. Do you think, this one? Or this one? That's a slightly fancier one.
Isn't it just? What happens if you don't catch your hat?
Yeah, I thought of that. I can extend the bit at the end to include picking it up.
Just a simple inclination of the head from the neck, Arthur, that's enough.
You sure? Doesn't sound very kingy.
Quite sure. I've been brushing up on protocol.
Of course you have.
Also, never look at the king directly.
Are you sure you're not confusing him with the sun?
I mean, don't hold eye contact. Just glance up and look away.
Even if we're looking at him through smoked glass.
OK, I'm going to go and practice.
So, Martin, what sort of team would your exes make?
What? No team. You know I've never been married.
Yeah, but what about ex-girlfriends?
I'm not telling you that.
OK.
That's private.
Absolutely. Forget I asked.
How many people in a bobsled?
Four.
Oh.
There's five in a basketball team, if that helps.
It doesn't.
Ah. I don't think there's anything with three.
No, there wouldn't be.
Hang on. I'll look it up.
There's really no need.
Petanque!
What?
There's three players in a petanque team. You know, boule. Like old Frenchmen play.
Go on, then.
What?
Well, I know you only asked me, so I would ask you, what sort of a team would your ex-girlfriends be?
Well, you know the start of the London Marathon?
Oh, yes, all right.
Shutdown checks complete, and the fuel remaining is 1,600 litres.
1,600. Got it. Right, let's go. Quick, quick, quick.
We're still early.
We could be earlier.
Hello. Hi. I am Otto.
Hello.
I am your ground handling agent today. We hope that
Yes, good, good, good. We'd like to take off at 5.
Yeah, sure, sure. In the meantime, so you want cleaning services?
No, thank you. We take care of that ourselves.
Okay, yeah, sure. So, catering services?
No, we do that too. Okay, thanks.
Check-in desks?
No, again, we...
You do it yourself, sure, yeah. How about...
No, I'm sorry. We really have to go. We are actually, as it happens, collecting the King of Liechtenstein. So, anything else, just assume we do it ourselves.
Fuel.
Oh.
We have a little portable refinery up there in a tail, maybe? Or will His Majesty be bringing a couple of barrels of his own brew?
Okay, sorry. Yes, we want refueling. We'll need 3,000 litres.
Okie dokie.
Shall I offer to take his crown? Or will you want to keep it on for the flight?
Just a minute, Arthur. Martin, what are you doing?
I know you're going to laugh.
Are you putting on...
It is correct protocol to wear one's decorations when greeting a foreign head of state.
Medals? When did you get medals?
During the 10 years I was a member of the Air Cadets.
I see. What's this one?
That's my Cadet Forces Medal.
For...
Being in the Air Cadets.
Impressive stuff. And the other one?
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
I'll only make fun of it.
Martin, let us be perfectly clear. The good ship Douglas making fun of Martin's medals set sail the moment you took the decision to put on some medals. The voyage is now well underway, and I can only suggest you relax and enjoy it. What's the other one?
It's my Millennium Star.
Is it? And that's awarded
think
for...
Think you know what it's for.
I have a wild hope, certainly, but surely it's too good to be true.
It was awarded by the Queen to all serving members of the Armed Forces and Cadet Corps to commemorate the new millennium.
It is! You're going to meet the King of Liechtenstein wearing a medal you got for being alive in the year 2000.
I wish I'd known. I could have got that one.
Thank you for staying.
Yes, 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 you already said that.
And I'm saying again, I really appreciate you staying.
Yes, 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 all right, fine.
Because...
Yes, thank you, that's lovely.
I love you.
Yes, I am aware. The information has been duly noted. Thank you for your feedback.
And do you...
No.
No?
Not... No, the answer's no. No, don't ask.
So the answer's not no?
I said don't ask. Don't ask, don't tell. Like gay American soldiers before 2011.
But I'm not a gay American soldier before 2011. I am, in fact, none of those things. And I'm interested in whether or not you feel as strongly about me as I do about you.
Why? Look, we're doing very well as we are. Why can't we carry on like this?
Well, what if we wanted to get married?
But we don't want to get married, though, do we? Not in the least tiniest little bit.
I might want to.
Yes, Hercules, but let's face facts. You wanting to get married is like other people wanting to sneeze. Besides, Knapp Shappy is bad enough as a surname. I'm damned if I'm going to become Knapp Shappy Shipwright.
Yes, I see what you mean. It does sound a bit like a soft shoe shuffle.
Wow! It's an actual castle.
What did you expect Vaduz Castle to be?
I don't know. World of Leather was very disappointing.
What do we do now?
Knock.
Can you just knock at a castle?
Well, I don't see why not. What was your plan? Jangle your medals together?
Hello? Oh, are you the pilot?
Yes, hello. We're here to see Princess Teresa.
I know, yes. Hello.
Hello. So is she in?
Yes, she is in front of you. Hello, come in.
Oh, right. Your Royal Highness, if I might introduce myself, I am Captain Martin Creef.
Oh, I remember you. You're here to save me from a dragon, yes?
Terribly sorry about that.
Oh, no, don't worry. It happens a lot.
Okay. And this is First Officer Douglas Richardson and Mr. Arthur Shappy, Esquire, who will be providing customer service.
Mr. Arthur Shappy what?
Esquire.
What's Esquire?
You are.
Brilliant.
Anyway, the head of our company, Mrs. Carolyn Knapp Shappy, presents her compliments and her profound apologies not to be here in person, but rest assured, she will be waiting to greet you on our arrival in Fitton.
Really? Why?
Well, you know, to provide an official reception and then to... sweep the building for assassins.
Oh, right. Well, do you get a lot of assassins in your airport?
We do in the winter months. I think the cold drives them inside.
Douglas!
Excuse me, your princess?
Teresa, it's fine.
Teresa, when do we get to see the king?
Arthur, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. I'll get him. Maxie, your pilots are here.
Yay!
And you can come and meet them as soon as you've finished your carrots.
I have finished them.
Oh.
Martin, I fear you're looking directly at the king.
Green truck, that counts double.
What? No, that's not how you play.
It is in Liechtenstein.
No, it's not.
It is, because I am the king of Liechtenstein, and I say it is. 100 points to me.
There aren't any points.
There are in Liechtenstein.
Stop being horrible. I'm sorry. Maxie is going through a stage where he's very pleased with himself for being accidentally born king. They all go through it. For my father, it lasted 60 years.
So you're Maxie's sister?
I'm the oldest. He's the youngest. Six sisters, then Maxie.
Good Lord.
Yes, my father's motto was, if at first you don't succeed...
And what takes His Majesty to Fitton?
He's going back to school.
Oh, lucky you. I really miss going to school.
Then you're stupid. I hate school.
No, you don't. You just hate all the other boys.
No, they hate me. They won't call me by my proper title.
Children can be so cruel.
I suppose you must stick out a bit, being royal.
Not at this school. He shares a desk with the Sheikh of Qatar.
Yes, but he's only a prince. I outrank him.
Maxi, I keep telling you, people don't make friends by telling other people how much they outrank them.
That's true, actually.
Yes, Captain Creef, as you can see, is a grizzled veteran of the Air Cadets.
Ooh. Oh, my, yes. What are these?
Oh, those are just my decorations.
Oh, you come with decorations. Like a little Christmas tree. What are they for?
Oh, can I tell her?
No.
Please.
No. This is my Cadet Forces Medal, and this is my Millennium Star.
Well, now, I think we can do a little better than that. You have provided aid to the royal family, so straight away you can have the Star of Liechtenstein, the Wreath of Liechtenstein, and, I don't know what the last one is called, the little wobbly stick of Liechtenstein.
Thank you.
Teresa, you can't give him that. That's our highest honor.
Well, someone's got to have it. Now, do you renounce Satan?
Yes.
Super. That gets you the Holy Cross of St. Lucius.
Okay, I think you might be teasing me.
Maxi, do we have a medal for teasing recognition?
No.
Shame. You really earned it.
Black Dog! Oh, come on, that's not even a vehicle.
Okay, and sign here. You're all ready to go.
Okay.
Hello?
Martin? How is everything?
Everything's fine, Carolyn. We're just about to leave.
Really? No one's been thrown in a dungeon or anything? Good Lord. And how fares the King of Liechtenstein?
He's fine. He and Arthur are playing top trumps.
What?
I'll explain later. Don't worry. I'm in complete control.
Well, good, because our flight home has been delayed by 3 hours. We won't get to Fitton in time to meet you.
It's fine. It's fine. She's really not that sort of princess.
Captain.
Gotta go.
Could you just double-check this fuel order?
What? 3,000 litres? Why have you loaded 3,000 litres?
Because you asked for 3,000 litres.
No, I didn't. I said we'll need 3,000 litres.
So, okay, is that sounding any different to you? Because...
No, we'll need 3,000 in the tank, and we already have 1,600, so...
Well, maybe I am a simple soul, but I heard we need 3,000 litres. And what I thought was, oh, I know, I'll give them 3,000 litres. They'll like that.
Yes, but...
Yes, well, whoever's fault it is...
It is his fault.
I know. But the good news, Martin, is we're still under maximum takeoff weight.
Oh, good.
The less good news is that when we get to Fitton, we'll still be way over maximum landing weight.
Right, so we can go up, but we can't come down.
Exactly. We are Newton's worst nightmare.
You're Bloody Mary, madam.
Thank you so much. I do like being a passenger. She doesn't know I know she hates me.
Not all cabin crew hate their passengers, you know.
Oh, bless you.
So, before we leave the subject entirely...
What subject? Oh, no, not that subject.
Marriage is definitely off the table.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, why can't we carry on as we are?
Well, because things change.
What changes?
Well, for instance, if we're not in this for the medium long term, I should probably go to Switzerland.
Well, that's a bit of an overreaction.
I did that joke already.
It's funnier now.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is, because the stakes are higher. Now, why would you go to Switzerland?
Because if I don't, I'll be out of a job.
Why?
Because Swiss Airways are going international next year.
Oh, bully for them.
By buying up lots of smaller airlines, such as Air Caledonia.
Oh.
With massive redundancies. Now, as a senior captain, I have the option of keeping my job if I move to Zurich, or I can take redundancy.
And get another job?
Where?
I don't know.
Well, nor do I. 56-year-old pilots are far less in demand than you'd think.
I'd assume they're in no demand whatsoever.
I realise, even as I said it, I was talking to the wrong person.
Well, you should go.
Oh. Should I?
Yes, of course you should. I don't want you to give up your job for me. I'm not asking you to do that.
You don't want me to stay?
Well, I'm not asking you to stay.
I understand that. Do you want me to stay?
I don't want you not to stay.
I will stay if you want me to.
I don't want to be the reason you stay.
Yes, that's noted. The thing is, though, you would, as it happens, be the reason I stay, if I stay. How do you feel about that?
I don't know.
Don't you? That's okay. No. Mull it over, though. Fitton Tower, this is Golf Echo, Romeo Tango, India.
Hello, chaps. Timed that well. It comes straight in. Cleared number one for the approach.
Yes. Actually, Carl, we'd like to hold before landing.
You want me to put you in the hold?
Yes, we do.
After all the belly aching you normally give me.
Even after that.
Why?
We just do.
All right, then. Golf Tango, India. Once round the holding pattern, enjoy the view.
No, we need to hold for about 20 circuits.
20?
Yes, is that all right with you?
Well, it's fine with me. You aren't half going to get dizzy, though. Enter the hold at Arden, maintain flight level 70, and advise when you've had enough and want to go on the Dodgems instead.
Okay, I've got Harald the Fifth of Norway, and I pick stateliness. 7 out of 10.
Bad luck. I got me again.
Oh.
Hello. Everything all right back here?
Hi, Skip. Maxie and me have invented European monarch top trumps. But he scores 10 out of 10 for everything.
What about size of kingdom?
It's not a category.
Yeah, I said we should have had that.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to explain. Teresa, you may have noticed we're going round in circles, and
yes. Are you burning off fuel to reduce your landing weight?
Yes. How did you know?
Oh, how much extra did you load?
Well, about 1,600 litres.
Oh, goodness.
Wow, Skip. Mum's gonna kill you.
Thank you, Arthur. I'm aware of that.
Oh, this is the anti-terrorism expert, yes? Bit of a dragon, is she?
Well, yeah, if you met her, don't ever say that to her, but yes.
Are you scared of her?
Well, yes, I am.
Don't be rude, Maxie. You're scared of the Sheikh of Qatar.
I'm not scared of him. I could have his head cut off.
You have to stop saying that all the time. You can't have anyone's head cut off.
I can if they commit treason.
They're not going to commit treason.
Oh, I know. Why don't you command them to cut their own head off? And then, if they do it, their head's cut off. And if they don't do it, they've committed treason and you can have their head cut off.
Yeah.
Thank you, Arthur, but the last thing Maxie needs is a henchman.
Maxie, can I give you some advice?
You? But you're a commoner.
Yeah, even so. When the Sheikh of Qatar is giving you a hard time, don't tell him you're going to cut his head off. Even if you can, which you can't. It just makes you look like, it makes you look like a man with a medal for being alive in the year 2000.
Hello, Golf Tango India. How's life on the Magic Roundabout?
Hello, Carl.
It's ever so restful watching you know. Round and round and round, like one of those mobiles you hang on a cot.
Fitton Tower, please confine.
Anyway, silly question, I know, because obviously you live in the air now, but do you fancy coming in?
No, thanks, Carl. We'll have another 5 laps worth, please.
Fair enough. Why stop just when you're beginning to enjoy yourself? Remain in the holding pattern and scream if you want to go faster.
Thank you, Tower.
Excuse me?
Oh, hello.
Hello. I just wanted to say thank you, Martin, for talking to Maxie.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's tricky becoming king so young, so easy to let it ruin you.
Yes, I had the same thing when I was made junior corporal.
Anyway, thank you.
Teresa, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How come you know so much about landing weights?
Well, actually, when I was little, I wanted to be a pilot.
No.
Is that so crazy?
No, not at all. It's just, when I was little, I wanted to be a pilot.
Well, yes, I thought maybe you did.
How did you know?
Because you're a pilot.
Oh! Yes. Yes, I am.
You're doing the thing you always wanted to do. You're very lucky.
I suppose I am. Just, no one's ever called me lucky before.
Ah, and this, I'm afraid, may illustrate why not.
Hello?
Martin, what the hell is going on?
I thought you were delayed.
We were delayed by 3 hours, and yet here you still are, flying round and round in circles like a moth round a light bulb. So what, as I believe I asked before, the hell, and this had better be really good, is going on?
Right, look, the thing is...
Martin, let me talk to her.
Thank you, but it's...
I will talk to her.
Okay.
Hello?
What? Who are you?
I am Her Serene Highness Princess Teresa Gustava Bonaventura of Liechtenstein, Countess of Sponheim, and Protector Extraordinary of the Cantons of Nim. Who are you?
Call me Carolyn.
Are you in charge? What is the meaning of this intolerable delay?
I am so sorry, Your Highness. I'm just interrogating the captain, and when I find out, I assure you...
The captain? What has it to do with the captain?
Well, he's the one flying the plane.
Of course he is, round and round in circles.
Exactly, and when I found out why...
On my command.
On your... Sorry?
While we wait and we wait and we wait for you to arrive.
For me? Why?
To receive us, of course. We are the King and Princess of Liechtenstein. Do you think we simply land in any old airport without reception, without having it swept for assassins?
Oh, I do. I do apologize. Assassins?
Yes! Now sweep for those assassins. And once you are sure there aren't any, you may call us back.
I think I can be fairly sure even now.
Call us back!
Yes, yes, Your Highness.
Wow. That was amazing. I thought you said you weren't that sort of princess.
No, but my mother is. That was basically her.
Thank you so much. You saved my life.
Yes, well, always useful to have a princess around to rescue you from dragons.
Honestly, I don't know how I can thank you.
Well, think of something.
Okay.
I'm waiting.
Okay. I am thinking of something.
Yes.
But I don't know if it's the same thing you're thinking of.
No. Well, you won't know until you try, will you?
Okay. Well... Would you like to go to Duxford Air Museum with me?
Okay, so it's not what I was thinking of.
God, I'm so sorry. I should never
have
asked
this. No, but it's not bad. We can go tomorrow.
Really?
Sure.
Teresa!
See you later.
Well,
did she just...
Oh, yes. Congratulations, Martin. You've got yourself a bobsled.
That was Cabin Pressure by John Finnemore. It starred Stephanie Cole as Carolyn, Roger Allam as Douglas, Benedict Cumberbatch as Martin, and John Finnemore as Arthur. It also starred Anthony Head as Herc, Matilda Ziegler as Princess Teresa, Kieran Hodgson as Maxie, and Dan Tetzel as Otto and Cole. The producer was David Tyler, and the program was a Positive production for the BBC.